You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Back together again. Jeremy was in the hills for a few days. Where'd you go, Silverthorn?
Yeah, it's cold up there. It's chilly.
Chilly?
Yeah, and then a lot of just honey-do lists and crap around. You know, the best part, I think, about being off is I got to work out pretty much every single day, which was fantastic. And I wasn't on Facebook for like a week. Even better.
Yeah.
So nice to be away from the old social media.
It's a life changer.
Yeah. Oh, and major binge watching on Narcos. Have you guys watched Narcos?
I haven't yet, but it's on my list.
Holy crap. It's on my list. It's really good.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish. I kind of feel like I know Spanish now just from watching it. My internal monologue all week has been like, I've been in Spanish, kind of. Like, I'll say señorita and stuff in my head. I'm like, what am I doing?
That's the extent of your Spanish.
Yeah, well,
just to say margarita and señorita.
And a lot of cuss words. I'm learning a lot of Spanish cuss words, too. So.
Can we say one right now? Can we say
that? No, I'm not
going to
say
that.
No. Different.
Well, anyway, it's on my list to watch because I've heard from a few people that it's really good. So.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar, the whole, you know, late 80s, early 90s, the whole drug cartel stuff in Colombia is what it's about.
I bet there's a lot
this
of
this guy was making $60 million a day selling the cocaine.
Holy crap.
There's a lot of good music in that TV show.
He's a billionaire. And how he had to hide it all. It's just fantastic.
I can't
it's
wait
really
to watch
good.
It. It'll check go it next. Out. I'll go next on my queue.
See?
Yay, drugs!
Yeah. So I'll check that out. I was in New England for a week, and it was just lovely. Great food.
I got to take my best friend's son to his very first concert on Saturday night.
Where'd you go to?
We went to Andy Grammer, and he loves Andy Grammer. And not only did we do the meet and greet, we got on Andy Grammer's tour bus.
Look at you. Show a little booby?
Maybe a little bit.
Just one?
Well, that's cool.
Just one.
How old is this kid?
He's 7.
I hung out with a 7-year-old.
I hung out with a 7-year-old all Saturday night. That's
on purpose?
Right. On purpose. I know.
I wasn't even. Wow. I was 16 before I went to my first concert. Isn't that wild? I was a late bloomer.
Well, see, and now everything. I ruined his concert career because now everything is never going to be as cool as getting on the tour bus.
You don't always get
to
go on the bus and go backstage, right?
So, way to set the bar high, Auntie M.
Anyway, so while I was flying back yesterday, the Broncos were playing and winning. This Trevor Siemian kid, a quarterback, he has now defeated Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, and Andy Dalton.
Wow. He's looking good.
So
Google him, Emily.
So
Andy Dalton.
He seems to be off to a really good start. But what's funny about this is that when I got off the plane, the first thing I had to check was my loser pool. For those of you who don't know, a loser pool is where you pays your money, and each week I'm in two loser pools. One of them I'm in with Jeremy's wife,
right?
Sweet little Nicole. That's one of them. I'm in two of them. And in a loser pool, excuse me, you pick a team to lose the game. And you can pick any game you want. You just have to pick a loser. You can only pick each team once during the season. Mm-hmm. So you just can't find the worst team and just pick them. You can pick them once. And then the next week, you got to find somebody else to pick to lose.
So you only pick one team each week?
Each week. Okay. And they have to lose.
Okay.
If they somehow win or if there's a tie. But if they win, boom, you're out. There you go.
There goes your $5,000.
And in the pool that I'm in with Nicole, easily more than half the people who started are out now after 3 weeks.
They've gone quick, yes.
And
she's still in it. You're still in
it. I'm still in it. And so I land, and the team that I picked to lose was tied. I picked Cleveland to lose. And they're in Miami, and they're tied. And the game goes overtime. So I'm actually at baggage claim at DIA waiting for the carousel to start. And I've got my phone out, hitting refresh, getting the updates on that overtime game.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a lot of money involved in it. Because I'm in, I picked Cleveland in both of my pools. And combined, the pot is probably over $5,000. That's serious money.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me. I was like, is football as much fun for me to watch now as it used to be?
That's a business transaction.
Right.
Business.
There's no spirit or soul in there or love or passion. It's $5,000.
I don't do fantasy football, but I've had friends of mine who said it's the same thing, that suddenly the joy of watching the games has evaporated.
Yeah.
Got football fever. Broncos 3-0, and we could not be more proud of this team with our little young quarterback. Emily, you looked at him up. He's, what, 24 years old.
And extremely tall.
We like them tall around here, don't we? We were talking about how when I got off the plane yesterday, all I could do was check to see how I did in my losers pool. And I did survive to fight another day. But I'm starting to wonder, the fantasy football, loser pools, things like that, is it sucking all the joy out of the game for me? I don't know. We got calls on it, though. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you know about this?
I have a hypothesis that it's only fun up to a certain dollar amount. Our winner's pool, it's the opposite, is like $50 buy-in, you win a couple $100, and it's a ton of fun. But I would guess that the more you're in it, the more stressful it becomes.
Yeah, so more cutthroat and angry.
There's one that I'm in that is the pot is going to end up being somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000.
That's nuts.
What was that buy-in?
That was a $25 buy-in.
A $50 buy-in is ridiculous.
How much are you going to get for the one you're in with Nicole?
That one,
I don't even know how much that one is.
Was $10 to get in, but there were a few people. It's a few hundred dollars. Okay. It's probably $400 or $500.
So what's the dollar amount, Ashley, that is no longer fun?
Maybe it's not how much you're in it, maybe how much to win, because, you know, you said you're only in for $25, but the winning's $5,000.
Right,
maybe
right.
Like once you hit 1,000, yeah. I think 1,000 would be like...
And I believe your hypothesis, Ashley, is correct. It's mm-hmm. the payoff that determines whether you're having fun or not. Because if you got a chance to win $50, you're like, yeah, you can still have a good time. Mm-hmm. If it's $5,000, now like Jeremy said, that's big business.
It's getting legit.
And suddenly, I don't really care. I mean, I will root against my own team if $5,000 is on the line.
So you can be bought.
Absolutely. And so could you.
It's $5,000. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. The biggest Bronco fan, if it's not the Super Bowl or a playoff game, if it's just a regular season game, Ashley, you could love the Broncos with all your heart and soul. But if somebody says, hey, if the Broncos lose today, I'm going to give you $5,000, suddenly you will, at least inside, be rooting for them to
and
lose.
And isn't there going to come a point where you have to vote for the Broncos? I guess you can go the whole season and not
you
say.
Can.
But you might have to.
See,
you might have to say the Broncos.
That's what breaks my heart about these, is because the spirit is you're actually rooting for somebody to lose, and I think that's not nice.
Nicole says your guys' pool is 1,400, she thinks.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to get angry here.
That's
very
serious.
Soon,
very so if the other one is like 4,500... I'm in for almost $6,000, Ashley.
Oh, somebody's going to get killed.
And I want
to. Big bucks.
It's big bucks, and I want to win it.
Big money.
You listen, you have a great day. I like your hypothesis.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Here is science.
Here's Ellen. Hello, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
What do you have to say about this?
Well, so maybe it's different being in a loser's pool, but I'm in a fantasy league, and I have to say I root for more teams than I've ever cheered for before, just because I appreciate the good plays. I'm watching more football because I want to watch my players win and have good plays and stuff. So, but I mean, you guys are rooting for teams to lose. So,
right.
See, you're using your power for good and not evil, like Dom.
Lisa, are you married or with a significant other? Or?
Ellen.
Yeah.
Or Ellen. Yeah. How does he feel about this? Because I hate it.
No, he also plays in the same league.
Okay.
He's pretty competitive, actually.
That's good. So. That's good you have somebody to bond with, because in my household now it's checking scores all weekend and watching other games.
Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts because it's just consuming our weekend now. And I hate it. And not only is she rooting for the Broncos and then she's rooting for whoever's in her pool, then she's checking on games that other people are involved in because they want them to lose. Like her dad's out and her stepmom's out and she's so happy because she was watching those games. So we got like 4 or 5 games going every weekend and I'm like, can we just go to the park? Can we just go outside and do something?
You know, Ellen, I don't want to be Mr. You know, I'm not a glass half empty kind of guy, but you're saying, you know, hey, by being in this fantasy, I'm actually rooting for more teams now. Well, those teams are playing somebody who has to lose. So you are, in essence, still rooting for somebody to lose.
Not necessarily, because, like, I had two players that were on the Chiefs and the Jets. They were playing against each other, and they can still get great scores on my fantasy team, even if one team loses.
That is true.
See, good will prevail. darn it.
Good luck to you. How are you doing so far in your fantasy league?
I'm doing really well. This week, was great for me. Last week, not so much. I have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback, and I was a little disappointed. So. Yeah.
Well, he did throw 4 touchdowns this weekend. Now, listen, the big question, though, is how are you doing compared to your husband?
Oh, I'm definitely winning.
Yeah. Nice.
Good for you. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Consumes all the time. It does. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you at this
particular
for like about 8 hours.
And I got her that damn iWatch for her birthday, and now she's on that. Oh, she doesn't even talk to me. She's on that looking at freaking scores all morning.
What was it? Like a month ago, we were making fun of all these mouth-breathing adults who were playing Pokemon Go and their head in their phone and looking for Squirtles and stuff. And now you guys you can't even put your phone down while you're getting your luggage. You're mouth-breathing, hoping somebody loses.
I think my bag went around the carousel like 3 times while I was checking to see how Cleveland was going to do. And, you know, one final footnote to all of this before we play Rihanna. You say, you know, that it's evil that I'm rooting for somebody to lose. The team that I had picked was Cleveland, and there's nobody who cares if Cleveland loses. Okay.
Okay.
Even people from Cleveland.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.